Good morning, everybody. Let us start our morning prayer with a word of prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for a good day that you have given to us. Thank you for the Bible that always giving us a guidance, especially when we live in earth. Now we come to you. We pray that Holy Spirit always lead us to understand the Bible, and also when we have time for prayer, we have time to communication with you, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today our journey in Psalm 119 arrived at verse 89 to 96. Psalm 119, verse 89 to 96. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness continues throughout all generations. You establish the earth and it stands. They stand this day according to your ordinance. For all things are your servants. If your law has not been my delight, then I would have perish in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have revived me. I am yours, save me, for I have shook your precepts. The wicked wait for me to destroy me. I shall diligently consider your testimonies. I have seen a limit to all perfection. Your commandment is exceedingly broad. Brothers and sisters, in this poem, our focus today on verse 89. In this sentence, your word is settled in heaven. Your word is settled in heaven. How we understand this sentence? Heaven is a place where God is. In Hebrew, the word of heaven come from the word Samayin. Sometime we see the translator translate Samayin become the sky. No wonder make us a little bit confused. This heaven is talking about the sky or is talking about the place where God is? Yes. Samayin can be translated three words. The first is sky. The second is paradise, a place where all believer soul wait for the end of end time. And the last word is heavens of heavens, a place where God is. Let us see one verse from 1 Kings 8, 27. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you, how much less this house which I have built. Heaven and the highest heaven. Yeah, this talk about the heaven in the meaning, the place where God is. The second point, heaven is not only a state, it's not only a place, but also an existence. When we read the Bible, we can see that the place where God is the heaven. Yeah, no wonder on Luke chapter 9, verse 28 to 36, this pericope talk about the transfiguration of Jesus. Yeah, when Jesus bring few disciples go to the mountain, and then suddenly Jesus changed his face, and then the place so beautiful. And then Peter said, let us stay here. Why Peter want to stay in that place? Because Peter have opportunity to taste what is the heaven is. Ya. Nah, in other side, we also know that the Psalm David also said, I would like to stay one day in the place of God. I feel so peace. Yeah. So the place where God is heaven. We pray Lord's Prayer, Thy Kingdom Come. Thy Kingdom Come means we ask God come in our life so that our life become a heaven for other people. So brothers and sisters, if you believe Jesus Christ, God in your heart, suppose your life can be a heaven for other people. Yeah, this the second point. The third point, the Bible told us heaven is the place where God start everything. God make a plan, and then his plan start from the heaven. If we read the whole Bible, we can see that the complete God plan. The complete God plan is creation, redemption, and glorification. This is a packet of God plan. Glorification means the final step of his plan. We can see that the final step of redemption after death, judgment, and then we wait for the glorification. Let's see from Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven, on earth, under the earth. This is the part of the glorification. Every people bow down to Jesus and say, you are King of Kings. Brothers and sisters, we are walking to this way. So no wonder one theologian say, from God to God, from glory to glory. This statement is God's plan, which is start from heaven. Daniel, one of the prophets who are always searching and asking this planning. He fasting, he's praying, he always asks what is his plan. And then finally, Daniel got a vision. Daniel got a vision. Now, brothers and sisters, God's plan, we call the Word. The Word is in Jesus. Yeah. John chapter 1, verse 1, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. In the last time, God spoke to us through Jesus. So if you want to know God's plan, then you can see and you can learn who is Jesus. But the story of Jesus is written in the Bible. While we read the Bible, that's mean we trying to know God's plan. Everything is saying in the Bible. For the Psalm, it's very important to know God's plan who is writing in the Bible. Let's see verse 92 on Psalm 119. If your law has not been my delight, then I would have perished in my affliction. Affliction is a time of no one wanted. Affliction can destroy someone. Many people, because of affliction, they withdraw, they left God. The psalm said, If I don't know your word, then I have perished in my affliction. That's why the psalm said, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness continue throughout generation. So the writer didn't see his situation. The writer always see the whole plan, which is right in heaven. Brothers and sisters, sometimes our life like a picture. When someone draw something, yeah, maybe when we see our life, we just see half of the picture. When we see half of the picture, all the picture are bad. Yeah. You cannot say my life is bad because it is not finished. Nah. So how we can see the finish or the ending of our life? We need to see from the eyes of heaven. To see everything from the heaven. To see clearly, oh, this is what God planned to us. Creation, redemption, and glorification. In order to know this plan, the word is our guidance. What I mean the word is Jesus and the Bible. Because Jesus say on John chapter 14 verse 6, I am the truth, I am the way, I am the life. Just follow me, then you will know where to go. On Psalm 119 verse 105, your word is the lamp to my feet, a light to my path. Very clear, brothers and sisters. When we have the word, then we have lamp, we have light in our life. Have Jesus and have Bible is have a compass for our life in this world. Every day, we want to know the situation. Today, some of travelers, they might be smile a little bit when they know a little bit about government plan. Oh yeah, government will reduce 21 days quarantine become 14. And then after that, 14 become 7. We want to know everything about our future. We read newspaper, we talk with other people, we read very popular book. But don't forget, brothers and sisters, we need another book which is settled in heaven, which is what I say is God's plan. Because this plan is really encourage us. When we feel tired, when we feel lonely, when we feel lost, when we feel a lot of problem come in our life, from the Bible we know creation, redemption, and glorification. Everybody who live according to the plan of heaven will end with glorification. No wonder the psalmist always want to know this kind of plan. Next month, I will give a seminar about how to read the Bible. I will use a middle age method. Yeah, what I call Lectio Divina, a way to try to understand and digest the Word of God. Because I really know and understand if our spiritual is grow, then we can face all the problem. Spiritual growth cannot separate from the Bible. It is the basic thing. Is it the basic thing? My daughter, Kadia, buy protein milk. And she said that, Papa, I want to have this muscle in this part. Then I say, it's okay. But at the end, if she didn't do exercise, then this muscle cannot grow up. Yeah. Maybe after drink that protein milk, not become a muscle, become a fat in this part, and in every part of her body. So she need to do exercise in order to make bigger muscle in arm or in other area that she wanted. Basic thing, exercise. If you want your spiritual muscle growing, then go back to the Bible. Always see the plan that have settled from the Bible. Finally, I want to thank God. Yeah, I want to thank God because I no need to do the same thing that like Daniel do. In order want to know God's plans, Daniel need to fasting many times, brothers and sisters. If I need to do the same thing like Daniel, maybe I already give up because among other people, I really very small or 2 weeks in doing fasting. Now, I have the Bible. I no need to do fasting to know it. Just diligent every day. Read it. Then you will get it. So from this message, I really want to encourage everybody. Keep reading, keep learning, and keep doing from the Bible. And the end of our journey is glorification. May God bless us. Wesley will bring us in worship this morning.
Your name.
Brothers and sisters, if you feel that your life is difficult, a lot of suffering, and you are thinking to leave your faith, withdraw from the church, and then change other faith, let me encourage you that God's plan in heaven is rise from glory to glory is a perfect plan that gives us opportunity to enjoy and share His glory to us. What you need this time, just come closely and see, take the plan from heaven. The second question is, did your life bring heaven to other people? If you live according heavenly plan, your lives should be a heaven for other people. This is what we pray, that Jesus teach me. Thy kingdom come, heaven on earth. Do our life become a heaven for people in this earth. Remember, brothers and sisters, God put the church in the midst of the world so that the world can see God through our life. This 2 point is really important for our life. Let's pray, in what side we have been make people see heaven through our life. In what side in our life we have not make people see the heaven? Maybe because of our lifestyle, maybe because of our attitude, maybe because of our character, that we need to repent. If we live according God's plans, heavenly plan, then we will make people to see heaven through our life. Children who are suffer, have a lot of problem in this time. I pray for them, Father, so that they can see God's plan in heaven. A perfect plan that bring people go to glorification. Thank you, Father. In other side, we pray for us in this place, or member who join Zoom prayer meeting. We pray that through our life we can make people to feel and to see what is heaven, Father. Heaven in family, heaven in workplace, heaven in community, heaven in the world. Always teach us, Father. Lead us so that the heaven that you give it to us is not only for us, but also something the most important that we can share for other people. Thank you, Father. We continue our prayer meeting to bring petition to you who are in heaven. Let's pray for people who are suffering with cancer and doing chemotherapy. We bring all this name to God who sits on the heaven. Thank you. Pastor, we also pray for a group of people, not only pray for their body, but we also pray for their soul, so that they can see Jesus, they can get salvation. Let's pray for them. Condition, every weakness in their body, get healed from God. Let's pray for them. Let's bring our brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Brothers and sisters, for our mission focus today, we pray for Japan, we pray for Cambodia, we pray for Pastor Sophia, Jungmin, Hanjin, we pray for Grace, we pray for Oasis House, Pastor Jenny Oh, who are serving in that area. Let's pray together. Let's pray for Mission Council, for PSAM, and all the team who serve in Mission Council. Let's pray for them so that God will lead them in bringing mission to the world. Thank you. We pray for every people who join local outreach ministry. They can bring God's love, heaven, for other people. Let's pray for Friday night gathering, IP, SPU, SPU, GIC class. We pray that all people who gather together for this activity really grow and more mature in Christ. For House Church, Element House Church, G.O. House Church, McCain, McDaddy, and Westside House Church. Also pray for pregnant mom. We pray for them. We pray that all the mom who are in pregnancy in good condition. We pray for the baby in the womb also grow health. We pray for one day when the time is up, the baby come up and grow and make all the family happy. Finally, we pray for Hong Kong. Keep praying for Hong Kong so that Hong Kong not only become a modern city but become a heaven for many people. I mean heaven so that people can see Jesus. Thank you. Father, thank you. Thank you for good time in this morning. Thank you that you lead us to see your heavenly plan, which is always end with the happiness for us. We put ourselves into your hand. And please, bring us together, ready for Sunday worship. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Have a nice weekend.